folks. I'm Jalene Fenner, and welcome to Strong Tower Radio. This is a feature program with my co-host,
Tom Mazur.
And Tom, I'm really excited about doing this interview because you had found out about it and happens to be a board member who is the chairman at the moment of Strong Tower Radio, brought it to our attention, and I am so glad about this.
Absolutely. You know, Jalene, as we go along, more and more, not only of our board members, but also of our listeners, we're getting more and more referrals saying, you need to do this program, and we gladly accept that, and that's where some of the best programs come from.
That's right. This is, you know, something that is helping. So, in the studio, we have with us Joe Dukes, and he has a program that is called Dukes Hands-On Training. And welcome, Joe. We're glad you're here.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Okay. So, Tom, why don't you have a word of prayer, and then we're going to learn more about Dukes Hands-On Training.
Absolutely. Our great Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you for people like Joe who see a need and actually do something about it.
Amen.
Lord, we just ask for a blessing upon Joe Dukes and his ministry, and be with our listeners as they listen to this, and maybe they will be inspired to do something likewise. We thank you and ask for your blessing today. In Jesus' name, amen.
So, Joe, why don't you give us a little background about you, you know, where you're from, married, kids, what you do, besides this program we're going to talk about.
So, Joe, did you always want to be a nonprofit administrator?
Not really.
Okay. So, how did it happen?
Well, I live in Baldwin, Michigan. We're labeled as the poorest county in Michigan.
Lake County,
Lake
yes.
County, yep. Mm-hmm. But I grew up in Flint, Michigan.
Oh, I'm from Flushing.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You're in a better area. So I, you know, I grew up not having nothing much anyway.
Okay.
We were on welfare. My mom got introduced to drugs mm-hmm. when she was younger, and me and my sisters, we didn't have much, and there was no, my dad wasn't in the picture then. They were young, but we didn't, you know, there wasn't many male figures around to show us different, to show me different and my friends. So all we had was the people in the streets, the gangbangers and the drug dealers.
Mm.
So we, you know, so I ended up living a life of crime.
Mm.
And for probably about till I was 28. And then I gave my life to Christ, walked
Amen.
Away from everything. So praise God for that. But I was, you know, there was never nobody around teaching positive. So I didn't know positive until I met my dad. And once I met my dad, I see I didn't have to do wrong.
Amen.
And once I started learning how to do right, it was a need and a want to be able to teach people that it was very important to learn how to do right.
Especially because, young people, right?
Yes, especially young people.
So you found a better way and you wanted to share it.
Yes.
So you are married and have your own kids now?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
So how long ago was that?
What's that?
How long ago did the, you were 28, 29 years old. Where are we now?
Well, I'm 47.
Okay, so, okay.
Yep. I want to say, well, I've been in the church for, I am a Seventh-day Adventist. I've been in the church for 16 years now.
Different life, huh?
Way different.
Yeah. Better life,
yes,
too, than what, you had.
Yes. It was all chaos at first. Mm-hmm. So,
but God put order into your chaos.
Yes. Yeah, by Bible study. When I met my dad, I was around about 25 years old, and all he wanted to do was Bible studies. Mm-hmm. You know, he wanted to teach me something different. And then I started gaining a conscience. You know, mm-hmm. wrong started feeling wrong. So,
okay.
Yep, and that's where it started, you know, where I just said I quit. I walked away from everything, the streets, the drugs, and started, every time I visit the church, it was communion.
Oh, really?
So three times in a row.
Well, a lot of people walk out and go out the door. What? How did that affect you?
Well, it was different because it was foot washing service and all this humiliation, you know, humility. So, you know, I didn't know nothing about humility. Humility was embarrassing, you know, getting taught in the world, you know, humility is not right. Mm. So when I was learning that, you know, letting another man wash your feet or you washing another man's feet, it does something to you. You know, it opens your heart. So that's what happened to me.
Okay. So now you've got you're self-employed, mm-hmm. right? Okay. And you've got some businesses. So then how did Duke's hands-on training come about? Because you've been doing it for quite a few years.
Yep. Well, I do lawn care, so we do a lot of leaf removal, stuff like that. But I always wanted to deal with the kids. You know, dealing with grown-ups, most of the grown-ups have habits, so you're supporting their habits. You know, you pay them, they don't show up next week, stuff like that. So I started dealing with the kids because you could teach them and they would be, you know, if they learn, they would be there next year. And it would keep their minds busy. Because right now, a lot of the kids are doing drugs at 13 and up. So ever since they legalized marijuana, it's just been worse. So I try to keep them busy. And, you know, I used to have a program where I used to let kids work for a car. They could work the summer and get a car because I sell cars. So that program went pretty well with some of the younger adults now that they go ahead.
Okay, so you had them doing lawn care because do you have more than one business sell cars too then?
Yep, I have a Duke's Lawn Care and handyman service, so I do remodeling and stuff like that. And then I have Duke's Auto.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. So that's where you've got then this hands-on training for kids.
Yeah, and it teaches them skills.
Right.
Where, you know, I've picked up children that older kids, 19, 20, they don't know much of nothing. Mm-hmm. You know, even from 20 to 25, they don't have any skills. And nowadays, it's all about factories. So you don't learn nothing in factories.
You learn a single skill and you do it over and over and over.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that doesn't help you in life. So when I learn, you know, being with my dad and Charles, my Uncle Chuck, and my granddad, you know, they were doing building, heating and plumbing, and all that stuff. So I started learning it because it was all new to me as well. But, you know, it was awesome. When you learn something, you want to share it. Mm-hmm. You want to teach it. So that's what I started doing with the young people.
So I'm looking at your website. And so let's mention your website is called DukesHot.org. So it's your last name, Dukes, and H-O-T, which is kind of interesting. Duke's Hot.
Which means hands-on training.
Right, mm-hmm. I know. DukesHot.org. And I'm looking, and you've got where it says, teaching our youth to work hard and earn the privilege to play hard.
Yes.
So you're teaching them skills. They're learning, like you talked about, then some of the older ones worked and was able to get a car. But what do you mean play hard?
Well, play hard, I mean, so I have a speed boat, a jet boat. Uh-huh. So after work, you know, if we get a lot done, I'll take them out to the lake. And then we have like go-karts and dirt bikes. So we allow them to just enjoy themselves. But at the same time, we teach them to try to save their money so they can be a blessing to their parents, where they can buy their own school clothes, stuff like that. And then at the end of the season, we end up, I save a little money to the side and take them school shopping.
Okay, so how When did you start this? I mean, now it's a nonprofit organization, but you started doing this before you actually turned it into a nonprofit.
About 7 years ago.
Okay. So 7 years ago, are any of those kids that started with you still around, or you've taught them, they're on their own?
Yeah. Most of them was my kids. I have 8 kids.
Okay.
My older kids, they all worked with me. I have a few cousins and then a few of the kids from church. You know, and then I used to go to the schools. So when the kids would get kicked out of school, I would try to connect with their parents so they could send them to me instead of them being at home doing nothing.
Yeah.
They could come do some work, and then they would think twice about getting kicked out. And most of the young adults are still working hard. I mean, they're not without jobs. So I feel that It put a start in their life.
Right, it helped them. Yeah.
And I have one right now, my cousin. So she used to do the building with us, the remodeling and stuff. And right now they're building an Airbnb. Her and her mom.
Really?
And she's able to pull out those skills on fixing up the house and stuff.
Uh huh. Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah. So, how many kids at a time do you have, or it fluctuates?
It does. It fluctuates as far as the finances. So it's usually anywhere from 4 kids to 10 kids.
So, Joe, let's say a young person, give us a kind of the step-by-step on how you've typically taken young people from no skills to becoming a skilled worker. You meet them, just kind of give me a scenario. Do you start them on a lawnmower, or how do you go about training them?
I start them in a lawn care. I start them with a rake.
Okay.
You know, you start them picking up sticks, and you start them with a rake so they will be able to appreciate the leaf blower and the lawnmowers. So when you start them small and then let them grow, and they learn to appreciate it and respect it. So
how long does it take them to move from a rake to a leaf blower?
It all depends on their mindset, so their work ethic.
So have some been more receptive and more participative than others?
Yes.
And how do you deal with those that just don't get it?
If they don't get it, that's why I put together so many different businesses, because I had 8 kids and that's different personalities. Mm-hmm. So I know how to watch the kid to see what they're interested in. And that's where I try to place them and where they're interested. So
what age do they start at?
I've had kids, like family members and my kids, that so anywhere from 10 or even younger, 10 and up.
Okay. So if, you live in Baldwin area, that's Michigan, which is closer to the West Coast, kind of not in the middle of the state.
It's north of Grand Rapids.
Yeah, south of Cadillac, mm-hmm. kind of southwest of Cadillac. So if there's anybody in that area that, especially a kid. I mean, a parent might be listening to this and say, oh, I need to get my kid involved. How do they contact you? I mean, go on your website? Do you want them to call you?
They can look us up on Facebook or the website. My phone number's on there.
Okay, what is your phone number?
My phone number is 231-629-9148. 231-629-9148.
Okay. And Facebook, what's your Facebook name?
Duke's Hands-On Training.
Oh, okay. Yep. All right. And you probably would like the idea of people becoming a follower or a friend and learn more about, you know, what you're doing so they can pass this on to other people.
Oh, yeah. I would love it. Just hit the like button and share it. And you can't subscribe, but you can hit the friend button. The follow button.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. On the website, it shows that we're looking for volunteers. We're really looking for, donors.
Right, because it costs money.
Yes.
To help these kids.
Yeah.
And So I'm just, I am looking at this again. It talks about shop work. So what kind of shop work are you teaching kids?
So we teach them the basics. We teach them how to change tires so they can help their moms. Most of the kids that I have is, you know, all kids are welcome, but most kids are fatherless, you know, no male around to show them this. So we teach them how to change tires. We teach them how to check their oil.
Girls and boys?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. We teach them how to sharpen the blades on the lawnmowers and change the blades. We teach them how to change the oil on the lawnmowers. And we just, and then we, if they are really interested, we go even farther. I let them hang out with the mechanic so they can learn how to change wheel bearings and stuff like that.
And like you said, it depends on the kids, maybe their aptitude, what they're interested in.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Can you tell us a story of that is representative of a young person who's been changed by Duke's hands-on training?
I have this kid. His name is LaRon. His nickname for me was Butterball.
Okay.
Because he used to always eat up all the snacks. Okay. Butterball. But this kid was, you know, he grew up with older cousins and brothers, so he wanted to be like them, and he wasn't really paying attention, and he used to just goof off. But I got a hold of him by himself one summer, the beginning of the summer anyway. And after, you know, when they get older, they start wanting things. So, you know, he was so excited about making money because he wanted to be able to buy his own school clothes. So he wanted me to send all his money to him on Cash App. So every week he was ordering clothes and shoes. And
he was spending the money he was earning.
Yep. And at first they used to just blow it at the store on snacks. And
well, because they're not used to probably having money. They can, you know, buy things.
Yep. And it's him and his brother. And they just, his mom just moved to Tennessee. So they just moved away. So right now I'm trying to put together something where I can buy them a lawnmower and a weed whacker and a leaf blower so they can earn money down there.
Start a business.
Yeah. Instead of getting, it's real easy to get caught up in the streets. Mm-hmm. You know, people will grab you in a minute. Mm-hmm.
So how proficient did he get before he had to move away?
He was good. He was real good. He calls me now. He missed work. I send him pictures of what we're doing, and he just be like, I wish I was there.
How old is he?
He's 14.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, see, I think that's wonderful. So that's where, you know, I'm talking about, you know, people helping, donating, because then you could help this young man start his own business.
Yep.
A lot of employers don't do this because the expense, it's I don't want to use the word unproductive, but it's not profitable. It's not.
I mean, you have to think if you got 5 to 10 kids at the end of the week, that's a lot of money out on Friday. So
you have to mow enough lawns in order to make that.
Sure. And that, you know, everything falls out. So basically, like, the lawn care is basically dedicated for the kids. Like, I really don't make money off of it.
Oh, really?
So, you know, what comes in, it takes care of the gas and stuff like that, but most of the money goes towards the kids.
Well, that's wonderful, especially, you know, it's helping them. I mean, that's what you're doing. That's why you have more than one business.
Yeah. I mean, that, yeah.
You know, because you need a business that, you know, is going to supply your family's needs and income. But doing that, you're still helping the kids because you've got them involved in with the cars, the lawn care, and I take it like handyman services. Mm-hmm. So what kind of things, I mean, you talked about a young lady that's going to be doing an Airbnb, so remodeling. So, yeah, what, you know, handyman services, what all do you try to tackle?
Well, that's what we do, roofing. Those are pretty fun jobs. Certain kids can't do those, but, you know, some can. We do, you know, remodeling, so we teach them how to properly gut out a house and, you know, put stuff back together. So we teach them how to do drywall, teach them how to measure, use a tape measure.
I was going to say, you're helping them with some math skills, yep. too.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it's communication skills. And, you know, we try to keep their minds focused instead of the arguing, fussing, and fighting. I mean, one of the things that the reasons why I do this is because it took me so long to learn this. And if a kid or any of the kids can learn it as they're young,
mm-hmm.
there's nothing they can do. I mean, it's like it's unstoppable for them. They can do whatever they want, go wherever they want.
Right, because they're learning skills.
Yeah.
And, I mean, just that's so true, in life skills. Schools don't even teach kids anymore even how to keep a checkbook.
Nope. They took all of the skill classes out of school.
Yeah, so there used to be shop, there used to be homemaking. Yeah.
You have to be a good kid to go over to West Shore or somewhere to learn these. They don't have them, and school is not for everybody. I mean.
That's right. I mean, and we need these trades people
that
can do things.
Yep.
Yeah.
So these kids, they do it after school or?
Well, during school year, I don't really have any kids
working.
But during the summer, that's when we have the kids. Mm-hmm. I wish I could get it. It's just not feasible for it. That's why I'm trying to get donations and funding.
Do you have to pick them up in the morning? They don't have transportation, I don't assume.
Not really, most of them. When we get the truck and trailers together, we just get on the route, pick them up, and go to work.
It's kind of the school bus of the summer, huh?
Yep.
Okay. Well, I want to just make sure that people, again, know how to get a hold of you. And you do have an email if anybody is, because what I'm liking about this, Tom, is giving ideas to our listeners to maybe start something in their area to help kids.
Yes, that's my goal, is to not just do it here in Baldwin, but this is where I'm at. But I want to be able to, once I get this going properly, I want to be able to go to other places and help them get started, help someone else get started. Because, you know, Baldwin it's a poor town, but it's not rough. You know what I mean? You know, Flint and Grand Rapids and Detroit, these kids are getting a hold of guns and and all the drugs, and it's bad. So it needs something out there for them.
Well, so you have an email address, and it is dukesauto7@gmail.com. So if somebody wants to email you to talk to you, personally, they could do that. Or even if there might be a kid listening and wanting to talk to you, find out more about, you know, maybe next summer what they can do or how they could come and work for you. And I like that idea that you wanting to start something to help others too.
Mm-hmm.
That is a great idea.
What are those moments that you have where you give those life skills, a little bit of counseling, explain that, or does that happen every day? Is it just a little bit during the day, or one day you pull them aside and what is the scenario of counseling these young people and giving them a different vision that they maybe nobody's ever talked to them about?
Well, most of the kids come from homes that don't have anything, and they look at my lifestyle and they think I'm rich because they see the car or the business and stuff. And I just explain to them, first of all, I explain to them that, you know, the money that we use to spend on things is our habit money, you know, our liquor money, our cigarette money, our the things that people use for habits. We use it for other things instead of those habits. And we teach them that so they can look at that. And then I teach them that, you know, what's important, you know, of how I used to live before I had these skills and how I'm able to live with these skills.
A better quality of life.
Yes, right.
I
try to add God in there with it. So.
Yeah, because they're probably not getting much of that either.
Nope.
You know, and then they're going to public school. They're not getting anything about God.
Nope.
But I'm looking at your Facebook page, and I'm seeing young person with an axe splitting wood.
That is my son, Jamal.
Is it? Okay. Well, especially this time of year, being in the fall, not sure when we're going to be airing this, but that is a great skill to teach kids.
Yes. Yep.
That takes out a lot of frustration. And
and he homeschools. He is very strong. So those are, I think, like 12 or...
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of... Yep, you logs. Lined him up there, and he's splitting them, except the last one, it wasn't... I don't know if maybe he got tired of that. It was a little bit bigger log or something. But kids don't know how to split wood, let alone pile wood properly and everything.
And that's why, I thank God for homeschooling, because we were able to teach them different things that school don't teach them.
That's so right, yeah.
They know how to run all the equipment. They know how to... You know, they're driving. They're in driver's training right now, so they can run the show next year. I don't even have to be there.
Oh, well, that's good. Well, most kids have no idea how to drive. They've never. So if you're giving, just running a lawnmower, sitting on a riding lawnmower, they probably have never done that, which will help them in when it's time for them to actually drive a car.
Yeah.
Okay, so time is running out, Joe. We got to do your little commercial. It's Dukes, H-O-T, for handsontraining.org is the website.
Mm-hmm.
And where are you located? How do they contact you?
Well, it's Dukes. I'm located at Dukes Auto. It's 2748 West Highway US 10, Baldwin, Michigan. You can contact me at 231-629-9148. That's 231-629-9148. Or you can... email me at dukesauto7@gmail.com or at dukeslawn77@gmail.com.
Okay. So the auto, you sell cars.
Yes.
Now you work on them too then a little bit.
Yes.
That's why you're helping these kids learn some skills.
Correct.
Well, that's wonderful. We need more people like Joe, don't we?
Absolutely.
In this world, especially to help those kids that, don't have anything.
Yes.
And I'm just thinking a little bit about this. There could be kids that have a mom and dad. So there's a dad teaching them things, but
sometimes they don't have time.
Well, not just that. Maybe they're just work on computers. They don't know how to work on a car. You know? They don't know how to do stuff. So, folks, I just pray if you're in the area, Baldwin, that you might get a hold of Joe and talk to him a little bit. Or if you know a child that needs some guidance, because I like what I'm hearing about, Tom, you asked about counseling, and they need to learn this when they're young. So thank you so much. We pray, listeners, you've been blessed by this. And if you're not in the greater Baldwin area, Cadillac, or maybe there's something you could think about doing in your area to help kids, because our kids need life skills training, not just the mind or how to use computers, but they need life skills. So thank you for listening. Have a great day, everyone.
Bye now.